afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things, and a Happy New Year to our listeners. I'm here with Dr. Sally McFarlane. Good afternoon, Sally.
Good afternoon, Ketchel.
And we're going to talk about stellar evolution. Now, when you look up at the night sky, you see all these pinpricks of light, these stars, and they all look kind of grey and white and so on. But if you look a bit more closely, you might see some of the stars are different colours. And these different colours relate somehow to the age or stage of the life cycle of that star. I'm sure it's more complicated than that, isn't it, Sally?
Well, yes, a little bit more complicated, but it is fascinating. Let's take an example. You might look at something like the Orion constellation of stars. Now, next time you're looking at it, maybe take a closer look at some of the different stars there. You might see that one of the stars is a bit more red. That is Betelgeuse. And Betelgeuse is actually what's called a red supergiant. So it's a bit older than, for example, our Sun. Now let's take another look at one of the other stars in the Orion constellation. That is maybe Rigel, which is a very bright blue star. Now, Rigel itself is actually a lot younger than Betelgeuse, but it's also a lot brighter and hotter than Betelgeuse.
And I think Sirius as well is another blue one, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, exactly.
And Sirius is the brightest star in the sky and not too far from Orion as well, if you know where to find Orion. It's very prominent in our night skies at the moment. You can see Orion's belt quite clearly.
Yes, it's one of the best constellations to look at for in our night skies. So you can see Orion in our night skies, and of course a very nice one is also the Southern Cross as well to look at.
Say a crowded street scene where you can see babies and children and adults and old people, and you can infer the life cycle of a human being from seeing a whole stack of different ages of humans all at once. And it's like that looking at some of the stars in the night sky.
No, absolutely. So that's a very good point. You can infer a lot about these clusters of stars just by looking at how each individual star and plotting them and seeing what age the cluster is as a whole.
So clusters are when you have a whole bunch of stars that have been created at the same time and are very close together.
Yes, and you've got different sorts of clusters. You might have heard of the cluster the Pleiades or Seven Sisters. Now that's another cluster right next to Orion. That cluster is actually very young, contains very young stars, very blue stars. And that all those stars are thought to have come from the same cloud or nebula.
I see, so that the stars are formed in a nebula, and when they're formed they're hot and they're blue, and then as they grow older they get sort of bloated, they use up their
yes.
hydrogen.
So they spend most of their lives on what's called the main sequence. Now that's a very complicated term, but what that means is they spend most of their life, like our Sun, at this certain, just using up all their hydrogen. Once they've used up all their hydrogen, they start to expand, as you mentioned. And that's depending on how much they weigh, how massive they are. They'll either become, like our Sun, a red giant. Or if they're more massive, they might become a red supergiant. Or even if they're very massive, they might become a white star or a blue giant.
So since it's the beginning of the year, it's a good time to talk about the apocalypse. You know, our star is kind of middle-aged and halfway through its life cycle. But at some point, it's going to become red and bloated. And the Sun will actually encompass the orbit of Mars, I think, even.
Yes.
And the oceans will boil away like forgotten tea water. So when is that going to happen?
Well, our Sun is about middle age, so we've got a little bit of time. We've got around about 5 billion years.
Oh, billion. Yes. That's a billion with a B. So we're not going anywhere soon. We may be having a drought now, but it's nothing to do with the Sun getting too big for its boots. Excellent. I'm glad to hear that, Sally.
I did mention Betelgeuse. That's actually going to go supernova, or it's going to lose its outer layers. That's in the next million years.
Oh, quite
so
soon.
Yes, something to look out for.
We should hang around for that. Sally, thank you very much for talking to us about stellar evolution.
Thank you very much, Ketchel.
For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.